For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised.
You know, once you appoint yourself an arbiter of what's true and what's not true, then there's really no end to the power that you have now assumed for yourself.
And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Jeff Dornick Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, we go live every single day, Monday through Friday. So make sure you guys are subscribing to Rumble. That way you guys are getting notified every time that we do go live. So make sure you guys are subscribing over there. And then also Spotify. We've been growing a lot over there on Spotify. So make sure that you guys are going over there and subscribing as well. Now, two things before I bring on our guest for today. Number one, do not forget, we're launching our own social media platform. It is called Pickaxe. If you guys go to pickaxe.com, you guys can actually sign up today. We're going to be launching Quarter 1 of 2024, we'll be launching beta. It's going to be 100% constitutionally protected free speech, so you never have to worry about being shadow banned, censored, anything along those lines. And on top of that, we're not beholden to big tech at all whatsoever. So go sign up today at pickaxe.com. And then as well, check out one of our sponsors, which is actually Z-Stack. Build up your immunity, you know, and again, obviously, you don't need the jabs. You don't need to deal with any kind of the pharmaceutical drugs or big pharma stuff in order to protect yourself and build up your immunity to deal with COVID. Just eat healthy. Exercise. There's some supplementation you guys can get. Go over to zstacklife.com. You guys can check all of that out. There's a specific link you guys can get as well to get some exclusive deals. JeffDornick.com/zstack. And you'll get Z-Stack, Z-Detox, Z-Flu, all the kind of stuff. Build up your natural immunity. It's one of the best things that you guys can do. If you guys use code Jeff5, Jeff and the number 5, you guys will get a discount over there as well. So make sure you guys are doing that. So we're going to go ahead and bring on our guest for today. It's an honor to have Michelle Swinnick joining us. The newest addition to Freedom First Network. But welcome to the show. Glad we could sit down and chat here for a bit.
Oh, you are awesome, Jeff. I can tell you right now that it's an honor to be on your network. The amount of work that you guys do to promote these shows, it's like every time I turn around, I'm like, they're doing more. This guy's amazing. So please go ahead and look at all the other shows. They're not as awesome as Jeff's and mine, but go ahead and watch all the other shows and go check out the network. But he does a great job of promotion to really get you guys the information that matters, because there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of people who you think are really your friends. They're just, some of it's a distraction. I'm not going to name names. They're slowly exposing themselves. And I'm not deterring you from things, but I'm just saying is you have a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that the time that you're spending is you buy good quality content, efficient and effective and viable, take action items that matter, because you have, according to, I looked at the name of the show, or at least the pitch for the show. Mm-hmm. You have 172 days until America is gone forever. And people are like, oh, we've heard that before. Most important election. The first state primary is March 5th. If you have voting machines from there, if you don't stop it before then, how are you going to turn around that runaway train? You have five major states that are going to have their elections using those. And if you saw and participated in 2020, and then you did it again in 2022, and now nothing has changed from a procedural standpoint, from a people who run the operations, from the policies and procedures, nothing has changed. So what makes you magically think that something that you keep doing the same thing over and over is going to magically come out with different results in 2024? It's going to be worse than the two of those combined, because the demons are ready to go and give it the one last try for the anti-Gipper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's over. It's literally over. I know that you think, oh, no, that's what they said last time. Just do the math. That's it. because they're going to come all guns a-blazing. Trump, I'll tell this right now, if nothing changes by not having the voting machines, Trump will not win the general election.
Yeah.
Everybody in the country can vote for him. He will not win. It happened in 2020. What makes you think that if we vote harder 2024, it's going to change? You can't change the system of behemoth that is designed completely on corruption and fraud.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting. I was up at Clay Clark's event up in Vegas a couple weekends ago, and I was mm-hmm. talking with a couple different election fraud, you know, guys, some of which are kind of in the ear of Trump and things like that. And one of them told me, totally off the record, so I won't say who it was, but basically that Trump had told him that he's like, we're going to have the votes to win. It's just a matter of whether the people that are running the elections will allow us to have the votes to win. And but my concern with that is, okay, so you know that. What are you doing to make sure that these handful of guys that are making the decisions aren't going to rig it against you? Because you know they are. They tried in 2016. They ramped it up in 2020. They're going to ramp it up even more in 2024. And what the heck are we doing? I feel like nobody's actually really doing very much to actually accomplish anything.
Well, the people that have the ability to really get the message out aren't doing it. You have all the cast of characters, right? You have candidates, you have experts, you have PACs, you have politicians, you've got people with big audiences. Not one person is saying you need to ban the voting machines immediately. And not one person is doing a call to action for that. And not one person, I don't believe I've heard one person utter the words that our elections are actually unconstitutional in the first place. So they're not doing this, they're doing a disservice to you, the American people. And of course, they're asking for your money, right? So mm-hmm. then what are they doing? They have all they have the ability to get the word out. They have the ability to rile the troops and at least get the information out on how this is all possible. So why does it take somebody like me who's flying solo, who's basically, right? I don't have staff. I don't have a big budget. I didn't raise $3.3 million for election integrity, which isn't a thing like Wendy Dodgers did last year. And yet we've created a ban the machines campaign in order to get the people moving all across the country to demand and hold their elected officials, their selected elected elitists accountable to demand that they ban the machines. And of course, it would be nice if you investigated the election, what happened, right? And then all the information, the fraud and the corruption. And then, oh, I don't know, maybe let's go ahead and start talking about why our elections are unconstitutional. We have a court case right now in Arizona in common law, not administrative law, big difference, everybody. And it's moving forward and they're trying to sabotage it. The court system is trying to sabotage it because we're asking the constitutional question of basically, are our elections unconstitutional and proving that they are? Why isn't anyone talking about that? See what
I mean? Can you break that? Break that down for people, because I'm sure the vast majority of people are not are like, wait, they're unconstitutional. What the heck are you talking about, Michelle? Like, so break it down. Yeah. Like how are the elections unconstitutional?
All right, I'll give you some points. Let's start with this. So there's four that I like to point out for people. But first of all, you have to keep in mind that the elections are to be held by the people. That's what it says in the Constitution. So the people are supposed to hold the elections, not the government. Not third parties. And that's the other thing. Third parties are not to be allowed to participate in the elections, which is your run backs, which are all over the country, not just here in Arizona. I mean, they're in like most of the states. They've got some role to play. The government, they're not supposed to be involved in the elections. Okay. That's unconstitutional. Ballots shall be counted in secret. Your vote is done in secret, like casting your vote, but the ballots are not supposed to be counted in secret. Where are they counted? In secret. You have no idea. Okay. Now keep in mind, corporations interfere with the chain of custody. That's machines in your programs. So when you put your ballot in Arizona, we actually have a physical ballot and you fill it out. Right? I remember the Sharpie gate from 2020. Mm-hmm. Then you feed it through the machine. You have a problem with chain of custody because you have no idea if that machine is tabulating your vote correctly. You have no idea if that machine is doing whatever it wants to do. So at the moment it means it leaves your hand, again, the ballots shall be counted not in secret, right? So you vote in secret, your ballots are not counted. And of course, elections are supposed to be one day. It actually says in the Constitution. So there goes your mail-in, mail-out ballots. They're unconstitutional. You can't just go ahead and plaster ballot. I mean, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't mean it's lawful. But then again, so I gave you four valid points, and yep. There's so much more. And And the fact of that, the problem is we don't know the rules. We don't know the Constitution. So we don't know what our rights are. And then it's difficult for us to hold the people that violate their own oaths, which is your legislators, your administrators, I call them the turds for short, that actually do this all over the country. I mean, ours here in Arizona, our turds in Arizona violate the Constitution and their oaths like multiple times before they even get out of bed and put 2 feet on the floor. Okay. And we know this because we started to pay attention in February after we had this joint hearing between the House and the Senate. And there was 5 experts that came in to talk about election fraud. And they talked about the corruption in the system. And that didn't go over very well because the facts started to come out and people started to pay attention. And all of a sudden there's some names and you're like, whoa, those are names of people running this joint. Whoa, what's going on? So we started reading the rules. We started reading their house rules. We started reading the Arizona Revised Statutes, which is our laws, right? We started reading the Constitution and we're like, they don't do this. They don't do this. They don't do this. They don't do this. It is unbelievable. And I guarantee you they do it in your states too, because it's the system. That's the system, right? So again, those are just some of the things. And as far as the court case that was filed, this was filed on the 18th of August by Daniel Wood, the Affidavit Mamas. And they've worked on this for 3 years. They did some trial balloons. They would send stuff into the courts to see what would get kicked back, right? So they've been playing the game with the courts to find out how they really operate. Because the courts, even though Arizona, which I learned, now, keep in mind, here's the thing. So you don't have to be an expert in the Constitution. You don't have to know. I didn't know any of this until 3 months ago. Okay? So you could learn real quick and you can get on board and you can know how you're getting screwed very fast, right? So you just got to read and throw in a little common sense. I put on my common sense cap every time I try to read some of this stuff so it sinks in faster. And it is amazing what you're going to be able to absorb, how quickly. Because it's very simple. It's very simple, right? Remember, our rights come from God. So we're not a governed person. We're not governed people. We cannot be governed. We are the government. But we've never learned this because they don't want you to know. Because if they think that you don't have the power, then they have all the power, which they actually have no power. And we can take it all back as quickly as we relinquished it to them. Because we've believed them for so long. But again, I want you to keep in mind, this is the order that I like to show people. So it goes God, he's on the top, right? That's where all the rights, he gave us dominion over the land. Why do you think the name of the machines are dominion? This is all connected, people, right? Just use common sense. Remember, demons have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So it was God, then it goes people, then it goes laws, then, here comes the government. They're kind of at the bottom of the barrel where they belong. And then it goes corporations, which is all those third parties that are involved. That's the order. Okay. They've lied to you, twisted it all upside down like the food pyramid. That's a lie too. So and keep in mind, everything that you've gotten from government, your history, anything that you've learned, literally a web of lies, do a 180, then now you're talking truth. So with that being said, you can take back your unconstitutional elections if enough people, and there's enough volume meaning A, loud, B, a lot, meaning a lot of people, right? So we put a campaign together and we'll talk about that after when we get a chance. And we did it digitally, right? But we are doing some ground game stuff here in Arizona. And we're asking everybody to get behind us to do this, because if we can just focus on one place, one group of people, one group of turds, and we make a point of actually holding them accountable, calling them out on social media, maybe a little phone action, right? Tagging them, right? Because they deserve it, because they violate their oaths every day. And if we had, say, like a million emails coming, then all of a sudden they're like, well, we're used to like 20 emails, maybe 100 emails, maybe 1,000. We used to, you know, about 1,000 people. Now all of a sudden there's 10,000, there's 20,000, there's people from out of state up my ass. Like what's going on? What is going on? And why am I hearing from Oklahoma when I'm in Arizona? Because all the states are connected. Because what happens in one state, the laws in one state are applicable in the law in the other states too. That's the beauty of the constitutions, right? Because they're what you grab in one, you grab in the other. And if the decisions of one state can sway an election, and my life's being destroyed because of the results of the election, not the votes of the election, right? Because you have two. You have what you and I voted for, which are not the results that happen. And the results are what destroy your lives. So what happens here in Arizona matters for where Jeff is, what matters to what's going on in every other state, because we're all connected.
Yeah.
Because it's us, we the people, versus them, which is every single politician and candidate. Okay, I'm not going to call them all out. And every PAC and every group and every pearl clutching white paper writing meeting to have a meeting organization with huge big budgets that have done nothing, have not talked about any of this stuff, have not just said ban these machines because we know what they're doing. Machines, again, it's not just the machines, it's the whole system, but the machines are the thread that keeps them together, you know, like the cartoons with the sweater, and you pull the sweater and the little cartoon character, then all of a sudden you keep pulling the sweater and then the guy's naked, he's got no shirt. So they connect him because there's three sets of those.
Yeah.
So it's very important that people realize that the people that have been, that you think are on your side, they have all betrayed you. They've all betrayed you because just look at the elections. So you got more people jumping on the bandwagon. You got more people asking for more money because they're fighting for you, which I still would love an explanation of what that means. I don't know what fighting for me means, meaning all of us, what does that mean? And then when they're saying that we're going to go ahead and fight for election integrity. So they're raising more money, becoming more famous. Our elections get worse every single time. So I give you emoji face. I go like this. What's the common denominator? The person who's given me the lines of bullshit seems to be the problem. So you got to stop giving some of these, most of them, all of them, money to do what? They haven't shown results. I've heard the same, this, but I don't see any results. Such situations getting worse. So...
Yeah, well, I think, you know, kind of going along with what you were talking about, you know, here as well, I think that there's something that I think that we as the people need to wake up to as well. Of, I think people assume that when something either is not shut down by a court or something is allowed to happen, that it's constitutional, right? So in a lot of people, they don't want to rock the boat. They want the status quo, unless it's like a for sure thing that you can 100% verify, and they don't want to go against the grain at all. And an example that's kind of going a little bit of a tangent, but I'll bring it back, right? Just this last week, I got into a little bit of a Twitter debate with Michael Knowles, because he was talking about the New Mexico governor, you know, using emergency authorization in order to take away Second Amendment. And he was making the case that governors and elected officials have the authority to take away your constitutional rights for a period of time in an emergency situation. And I'm like, number one, can you just show me where the asterisk is in the Constitution? Or show me the exception clause, because there's got to be one of those two. And he's citing, well, we did this in 1877, and this, they agreed on this, and the Supreme Court said this. And I'm like, but if it's not in the Constitution, I don't care what somebody outside of the Constitution says. You've got to go by what the Constitution says. Otherwise, all these other people, even though it was allowed to happen, it was allowed to happen in an unconstitutional manner. And I think bringing it back to these elections, we have to take the same approach. Just because something has been the way that it is for decades and decades and decades doesn't mean that that's the way that it's supposed to be, does not mean that it's legal, does not mean that it's lawful, does not mean that it's constitutional. And that's where we do need to rock the boat, because we need to get it back to the way that it's supposed to be, which is actually clean, fair, legitimate constitutional elections.
Yeah, the Constitution calls for free and equal elections. It's pretty simple. It's cut and dry. And the words that you mentioned, adjectives you mentioned. And that's the thing, is if the Constitution cannot be suspended. So it doesn't get suspended, right? That just doesn't happen. So you might people saying, oh, they suspended the Constitution. No. You can't do that, because that is the foundation of the whole principles of the country. And the laws were then created from that, right? God, the Constitution, laws, right? We went over the hierarchy. So, but it's again, they, all the bad people, a lot of them are probably, some of the people you thought were good, they're not on your side, okay? Because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Your life's getting shittier. Am I allowed to curse on this show?
Yeah. I've had everybody from Aubrey Huff and Mindy Robinson on the show. It's okay. A free for all.
Well, I try to, but there's just some categories where specific words are needed, because then maybe it'll hit home for people on how effed up their lives have become, their country has become, because you have had the results of fraudulent elections, because now you have, you know, demons running the show, driving it into the ground. But then if you know this, here's the thing that I want people to ponder for a second. Okay. because we're going to pick on some candidates. We're going to pick on the politicians, right? Because they actually have the ability to utilize the rules and their positions now to make these changes. They choose not to. Okay, that should tell you everything, right? They choose not to. Oh, well, we don't have the numbers. We don't have the votes. I don't want to hear that. Because then why don't you go ahead and do the vote so I can find out who the real demons are, even though we already know who they are. But I want them to admit it. I want you to admit it on air. Show me. Show me that you said, now we think the machines are awesome, right? Or we think everything else is perfect, right? So I want to see, because it's time to expose these people at a level where maybe everybody could see it. Like, I want them to admit, I'm a POS, and this is my jam. And basically, I like to destroy the country because it's all, I made a deal. I cut a deal with people, and I'm supposed to just follow instructions like a little biatch that I am. And I'm going to take your money, and I'm going to do nothing with it because I'm already here. And that's just how it works. So that's really what goes on pretty much behind the scenes. But think about this. So if we all know the elections are corrupt and fraudulent, and then why would people run? Because if you've not been spoken to, because this does happen, I know that friends of mine have been spoken to at all different levels of government here in Arizona when they decided that they wanted to run, like actually like a normal person. Some got spoken to and says, okay, yes, we'll let you in, but well, we just won't tell you. We'll kick your ass out illegally later. Or they were spoken to and they said, I don't know, your ideas. You're telling way too much truth about what's going on with these school systems. We don't want that out, especially not here in Scottsdale, Arizona. How dare you, as I clutch my pearls. No, we can't have that. Not in Arizona. Lucy DeBrazio, get out of here running for school board. Meanwhile, everything she told him in 2020 is exactly what's going on now. She told him that 3.5 years ago, so they didn't want to hear it. That would never happen in Scottsdale, Arizona. No, we don't want that out there. Shh. Be gone. We're not going to support you. Yeah. Right. So that's how these conversations go. So if you know that's how the system works and you want to throw your hat in the ring, you have to question why. So either you know you've been spoken to and you will win the results because the vote is just a matter of how much they need to cheat by, right? How much they need to cheat. And because they all have the wiggle room, it's already there. So you can ballot harvest a million ballots in your neighborhood, people. It doesn't make a difference because for every ballot you're going to harvest, they already have 10, 20, 100 ready to go to cancel them out because that's how the system works. And if you want to go ahead and clean your voter rolls, let me show you in Mayor Corruption County how they do it, which means they do it in every county. You clear all those voter rolls. You spend all that time and that money making sure that it's squeaky clean. And let's just say the cutoff, like last year, was October 11th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. At 5:01, this is what the county does. Boop. And they put them all back on and then some. Ah! And then they laugh at you. That's what I'm saying. Okay, you can't beat the system. You need to change it. So now think about this. So you got the candidate. So if the candidate is either been spoken to, so they know they're going to win the results, or if they know that they don't have a chance to win and they decide to run, why? Microphone, money. So they're raising money knowing that there's no way they could win because they can't. Yeah. You think they're going to put me in office if I ran for Secretary of State? Do you think there's a chance in hell that I would pass the system? I know the system. They don't want to hear that, right? I've already determined exactly what needs to be done to fix the system because I actually know what's going on with the system because I did the homework, because I read the public documents and I used my common sense cap and I read English, right? I used common sense. I figured it out. It's not difficult. The documents are all public. No one's decided to do that. Okay. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Can't be that difficult. Wasn't. So with that being said, then why are you running? They're like, well, somebody has to do it. Well, no, instead of running, which I still don't understand what running is. Running seems this to me, right? We're running. So if you're running for office, instead of running for office, why don't you use your microphone and the money that you're raising to focus on something that's going to make a huge difference, which is banning the voting machines. Talk about the unconstitutional elections. Do something that actually, take action that's actually going to have an impact, rather than telling me what you're going to do when you're going to get in office. Well, first of all, you're not going to get in office. And I don't need to hear what the solutions are to fix the country. Everybody that's watching this show and anybody that has a smidgen of a bit of common sense can tell you exactly what needs to happen. Pretty much the opposite of everything else.
Yeah.
So we don't need to be reminded. I don't need to be reminded on how much of an idiot Biden is or whatever else that goes along with it. We already know. We didn't vote for him. He didn't win. So when you have people that have microphones, big shows, pundits, experts, all saying, well, you know, it seems like, you know, that the tide's turning, and it looks like the left is kind of turning on Biden, and, you know, he probably won't have the votes this time around. So, you know, hey, what? Have you been paying attention? He didn't win the last time. So people's minds aren't changing. They changed in 2020. So are you living in 2019? Like, these people are actually acting like they didn't see 2020 and they didn't see 2022. And most of them have R's next to their name. And you see them on networks and Fox and other shows. And you're like, did you just get here in a time warp from 2019? How could you actually act like business as usual, and we're just going to go on with the regular, the direction. We're just going to do the same campaign. We're going to get out the vote. We're going to go ahead and support the candidates, and we're going to make sure we raise lots of money for the donations. What?
Yeah.
Like, am I the only one, Jeff, that's seen this? Because I know that you and I had a conversation, and we're both like, how could these people, how do you have the nerve? Okay. Like, you have so much disrespect for the American people to say things like that. And actually, whether you believe it or not, I mean, how dare you give those lines of bullshit like we didn't see anything that happened over the last two election cycles. And we're just going to go ahead and go along with as if nothing. Oh, they got us again. I hope they don't get us in 2024. No, you people that are actually doing that. And these are big names of people. I mean, how dare you take advantage of the American people like that? And then the ones that are the worst is when they ask for your money. What?
Yep.
So, I mean, it's like almost shame on us, but they have, when you have a microphone or you have an audience or you have some sort of influence, you have a responsibility, A, not to be an a-hole, but you also have a responsibility to deliver information that's actually truthful. I mean, if you're all opinion, that's one thing, but this is facts that we're talking about, right?
Yep.
And then they're leading people down roads because people are looking for a leader. They're looking for somebody, another false prophet, another false idol, which is one of the biggest problems that we have as Americans. We're always waiting for somebody else to come to the rescue, a new pretty face or another candidate, or somebody's got a new show that we can listen and support. Yeah, but listen to what they're saying, right? And what's coming up of it? What's the end result? So, because again, we hold all the power, guys. We are the government. We have all of our rights and freedoms come right from the guy upstairs, God. We hold all the power to actually, God, we actually are supposed to be the ones not only running elections, but in charge of our own government. They took an oath to just do the work while we're doing other stuff. And now we're finding out all the stuff that they have done to destroy it. So it's a matter of, it's like Dorothy and the slippers, the ruby slippers. She had the power the whole time. Yeah, she met some cool deplorables along the way. She figured out what was behind the curtain. And that man right there went, right? When remember Toto pulled the curtain? So we have all that. We have everything. The Constitution gives it to us. Between God and the Constitution, we got it covered. So you cannot rely. Our biggest problem is we rely on somebody else to do what we already have the power to do, the tools, and our civic duty, right? We don't need these other people. We need to get them out of the way.
Yeah. Well, and also too, it's like, you know, because you're mentioning, you know, why are all these candidates running and why are they running for office? It's like the thing I always remind everybody as well is like when you look at what they're allowed to do with campaign money, they're allowed to pay themselves a salary equivalent to that of the office that they're running for. So everybody always asks, why is there a million Republicans running for president that are polling at 0.5%? Well, it's because they can pay themselves $400,000 a year to campaign knowing that they have zero chance of winning. Yeah. but they get a cushy lifestyle. I personally know multiple people, and I don't count them as friends because I find what they're doing is completely shady. They run for Congress every election cycle. They lose an election, the next day they announce, I'm running for Congress again. And then they can pay themselves whatever the $100,000, $200,000, you know, annual salary it is out of campaign funds. They do one fundraiser. They raise enough money to pay their salary. All their travel expenses are paid for. All of their expenses that they're running around the country, getting on shows, whatever it is. It just all comes down to money. It's wild and it's crazy. But the thing is, as well, the Republicans feel like, and this is just my opinion from the outside, Republicans feel like, okay, so we got Trump out of the way in 2020, and I think in all reality, a lot of the Republican leadership are confident that they'll have him out of the way as well in 2024 because of election fraud and corruption, and I would argue a lot of the Republicans are involved in the election fraud just as much as Democrats. Well, it's not a Democrat thing. This is both parties rigging the elections, right? So they want to take things back to business as usual because they thrive and they make the most money when they are the opposition party, not the party that's in leadership. And it was really interesting out here, because I live in Orange County, out here in Communist California, and I went to a local GOP event where they were going to lay out all the candidates that were running for office out of Orange County. And the surprise guest speaker was Ronna McDaniel. You know? And they're making their case.
Surprise, a rhino.
Exactly.
That was your surprise guest.
Yeah, exactly. They made their case for, like, all these people, this is your lineup, this is your people. Not once did they mention election fraud. Not once did they mention COVID, vaccines, medical freedom, anything along those lines. Not once did they mention illegal immigration. Not once did they mention foreign policy. You know what they were talking about? They were talking about, you know, taxes out here in California, they're high. You know, gas prices out here in California, they're high. You know, the roads out here, they're pretty messed up. We need to fix the roads. And then they're bragging about how they're bipartisan and that they reach across the aisle. And I'm like, you're not selling me when we're in Communist California. Gavin Newsom signed 13 of your bills. You're not convincing me to vote for you. But they want to go back to business as usual because that's when they make the most money, is when they're the opposition party. And that's what people need to realize about all this.
Oh, you're spot on. I figured out, and it wasn't that long ago, that really campaigns are just money laundering operations. That's it. And that's not including things that have been revealed by a lot of credible sources, investigations, when you're talking about the Smurfs, right? So you have the money coming in from dark sources that are being actually distributed. So they, because, you know, they have the magical $25 and under, doesn't have to be individually disclosed. They can be lumped together. So when some woman in West Virginia has given $25 donations, and in 1 year it totaled like 22,000 of them. Okay, that's called a computer, right? And that's part of the operation. Meanwhile, she had no idea this is going on because they're just using her. That's if it's a real person that's funneling the money from the entity that's funneling the money. So now your candidate can say, well, see, the people are the ones donating because I have most of my donations come from the average person, which is $25 and under. So why do you think they created that? They created that to be under that threshold, right? Then they also did it so they have another talking point. So then you go, see, it's, she's not big corporations, Wendy Dodgers. She's getting the money from the people. She's not part of those. She's not on the take from all those think tanks and all that kind of stuff, lobbyists. People are giving it to her. Yeah, one lady in West Virginia gave Wendy Dodgers 21,000 donations at $25 a pop. Meanwhile, it's not all Wendy, but I'm just saying, it's giving you an example. Oh, so now they could use that to just snow one over on you guys again. Like, everything that comes out of their mouths is a lie. It's all lies because they haven't done anything. I'll give you a whopper. Let me give you a whopper. Okay. So, Constitution, since we're bringing up the Constitution gives the legislators, which is the whole country, plenary authority to appoint, you're going to love this one, the electors for president and vice president, because it's a pair, at any time to whomever they want. So, right now, and I'm going to give you dates because I want this to sink in, okay? So with that being said, let's just say in your state, California, within a meeting, which could be just done kind of doesn't even have to really at too much an official capacity, your Republican Party, let's just say they were in the majority because Arizona's the majority. I'm going to save the Arizona zinger for later because I want this to sink in for people. So we're just using it at California. So if they met today and you had the majority of Republicans, they could say, okay, electors, which keep in mind, the electors determine the president of the United States, right? Not your vote, technically, if you know the system, right? The electoral system. They have the ability to appoint the electors to the Republican nominee immediately. So whoever becomes the Republican nominee, whenever you guys have your primary, which happens to be March 5th, then they would automatically be appointed to whoever the nominee would be. And let's just pretend it's Trump. So he would then get, I think, let's just say you have 55.
Yeah.
So Trump would get 55 on March 5th. Okay, they have the ability to do that now. Now, Arizona, state, this is where all the turds love to hang out and live. Remember, I am in Maricopa County, Anarchy, Arizona, the pits of hell. Pits of hell. That's where I live. Flags upside down because your country's in distress, people. So don't worry. I do know that it's like that. It's like that by design. I encourage you to do that too because your country is in distress. So on February 2nd, you know, they have the Freedom Caucus. Okay, there's nothing freedom about these caucuses across the country at every level of government. So our Freedom Caucus, which I call them the Non-Freedom Caucus, a bunch of turds got together to have a meeting to get information, which they did not know. So they don't even know their own power. They have plenary authority. They do not even know their own power. And this is all of the turds in the country, because otherwise they would act differently. But we also don't know their power, so we're not holding them accountable. But now we know. Remember I told you in February, we started paying attention and we started reading and we started poking at them saying, you better do this, but we're not doing enough. So on February 2nd, they had a meeting, Freedom Caucus, all the freedom diehards fighting for you. And they were explained that you have plenary authority to appoint the Republican with the electors for Arizona. There's 11 of them right now. You guys have the majority in the House and the Senate. You have a quick meeting, write something on a piece of paper, boom, be the first in the country to do this. It would be amazing. And they said, hey, well, no, we don't think that's a good idea. We don't think that's a good idea. That was February 2nd. Currently, in the United States of America, Republican majority held houses or Senate in the United States, there's 308 electoral votes. So you want to end any remote, even if you're just on the fence saying there's going to be a smidgen of fraud, which will be the most disastrous election you'll ever see in your lifetime. If you allow machines to happen, you have 172 days before Super Tuesday, which is on March 5th. There's 308 electoral votes that can be appointed right now, immediately, like Monday morning, like this afternoon, by Republican majority held House and Senate people. 308. How many do you need to win as president of the United States?
Isn't it 271, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's 308. Why are you giving a dollar to any Republican that's in office? Why are you giving a dollar to anybody who's running for office? Why aren't any of them talking about that? Okay, see what I'm saying is, these are the things that we need to know as the American people. Now we need to go after them and hold them accountable and demand that they do this. Because remember, we hold all the political power. And let me read this to you real quick and then I'll give you your show back. this is the Arizona Constitution, and I want you to look in your own constitutions again. This is not stuff that I've known for years. I've learned this literally over the past 3 months. So can you imagine how quickly you can learn these things that you need to learn? And if all of us started doing this and then get really loud volume, remember, you watch what would happen, because they don't expect us to know the Constitution. Most of them don't know this either. They didn't know anything about the appointing of the electors. They don't even know they have plenary authority. They don't even know they have subpoena power. All right, so I'm getting ahead of my skis. All right, so listen, I don't want to give you too much. So I want you to look up this section in your own Constitution. And I like the Arizona version because it's very specific. It is Article 2, Declaration of Rights. Do you remember, where did the rights come from? Oh, guy upstairs, gone. Section 2, Political Power and Purpose of Government. Now, you know the purpose of government is to destroy your lives, but let's see what the original Constitution said. All political power is inherent in the people. Political power and the people. Okay, so we're already in charge. We just forgot, or we weren't told, and we let them run amok. And governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, I'll get to that in a second, and are established to protect and maintain individual rights, which they violate your rights, again, like I said, from the moment before they get out of bed, put 2 feet on the floor, because they violate their oaths. Okay, now, consent of the governed. This, what I'm going to tell you right now should make everybody in the country pissed off. My whole life, I thought The consent of the governed meant the consent from us. Okay? That's not what it means. That's what they tell you it means. Again, we're not governed. We are the government. We cannot be governed. We have our rights and our freedoms were given to us by God. Remember, he gave us dominion over the land. So we cannot be governed. But they told you that. Everybody, people still say it today. Really smart people said, I heard somebody say it the other day, and I'm like, oh, that's not what it means. But I didn't know this until 3 months ago because somebody explained it to me. And then they showed me through different versions of things and papers and things that go back to when the Constitution was written, right? So they lie to you to distract you, to take away your power and your freedoms. So the consent of the governed, here comes, ready? It's like money is the root of all evils. This is how these people, these sick demons, this is how they work. So consent of the governed. The consent, when the turds give their oath, okay, when they take their oath for office, and they're all actually doing the wrong oath. The oath that they do take nationwide, state level, county level, city level, whatever, they're taking the wrong one. If you look in the very first papers of the first congressional meeting, when they actually started to lay out the laws of the country, it tells you in the very first paragraph what the actual oath is that's required, and nobody uses it. So technically, everything they did and they do is invalid because they're taking the wrong oath by design, okay? So when they take their oath, they're giving their consent to be the governed. They are the ones that are governed. It's not us. It's not us. So if somebody tells you that's wrong, go tell them, start reading the Constitution, start reading what it is. So again, that's the perception. That's the lies they've been telling you. And like I said, it's just like money is the root of all evil. How many of us have been told that our whole lives? Money is the root of evil. And I said, you know, why are they bagging on money? Like, I never understood that. Even when I was young, I'm like, money's great because it's an accelerant. All it does is like a bunch of gasoline and you put it on a flame. So it just goes like berserko, right? So if you're an awesome person and you have awesome intentions and somebody gives you a bunch of money, what are you going to do? More awesome stuff. You're going to become awesomer. If you're a pile of poop and a POS and an SOB and you get a bunch of money, you do more demonic things, you do evil things, you do selfish things, and then you end up being like Hunter Biden and you might live under a bridge because that's what happens, right? So what does the Bible say? I learned this last summer because I started reading the Bible, right? Started learning and taking away from all the bullshit that they're telling you, which is all of the people. One's especially on your side. Remember, the Republican, Democrat, they're two wings on the same bird. And what does a bird do? Poops on your head. Okay. We're the ones that get the poop on the head. So, two wings, same nut, right? So the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And I went, those son of a bitches.
Yep.
This is what they do. They take little sections or they manipulate it. And then they go with the narrative. And then they indoctrinate and they repeat it. And then you don't even realize, oh, I should have just, where's my personal responsibility to read the damn thing myself? Because if you read a little before, read a little after, you're like, that's not what it says. That's not what it says. So now you're taking advice. You're taking advice from people that have lied to you the whole time. And all of a sudden now they're not going to be lying to you. I mean, come on. Again, who holds all the power?
Yeah.
It says right there, all political power is inherent in the people. They're just placeholders.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting too, because, you know, you're talking about like basically they're either oftentimes they're redefining terminology. They're changing word structure. They're taking certain things out of context. Like you even said, the changing it from the love of money to money is as the root of all evil. But it's interesting, as you were explaining it, and you're explaining basically the authority of the legislators in order to basically select the electors for the president. They could do it tomorrow, right? So when you think about it, it makes perfect sense why the Democrat Party is continually saying that we're a democracy. Because they're trying to make it seem.
I got one for that.
But they're trying to make it seem as if it all hinges on our votes, and that they have no authority to select the electors, right?
Right. Okay, I'll give this one because Anne's on this network too, right? So I'll give this hat trick to Anne. She was talking to me about the 14th Amendment at one of the events, and I'll give her credit, 100% credit for this because it makes sense. Remember what I said, demons have to tell you what they're going to do. So when you hear these people on shows or whatever, and they're saying something that's totally ridiculous, and you know it's a lie, it's actually not. You have to listen to how they describe it. And then you go, wait, that is actually true. Like Andre Fontes is hell bent on calling us fascists. Well, that's extreme. He calls us fascists because we believe, or we're election deniers. I'm a 100% election denier. Guess why? We don't have elections. We have selections. So see, he's right. Now here's the one that Ann threw at me and I went, oh my God, I never thought of it this way. Yeah. All right. So we know that we're a constitutional republic. Okay. So the federal government, and I put notes up here because I want to make sure I get it right. The federal government is a legislative democracy. So the federal government, Washington, D.C., the Demon Center, right? It's a government run by the government. That's what a democracy really is. A government run by the government, not by the people. We already went over that lesson. So the fact that they say that we're there to ruin their democracy, we are, because the federal government is not the same as the Constitution. Like, we're under a different set of rules. Well, we're under their set of rules now because they've hijacked things. But we the people are in, and we believe that we're in a constitutional republic. So when they say that we're a threat to their democracy, they're telling you the truth, because it's their world. Their democracy, legislative democracy, is the federal government. We're a constitutional republic. Again, demons never lie. So now when I started really listening to what they say, I haven't found one yet that's making shit up that's lying. You watch now. You watch these shows or you hear them and you put that in the back of your mind and you're going to go, oh, I caught that. I got you too. You're like, yeah. You watch. You're going to hear it now because you're like, oh, the son of a bitches. Because they switch. They turn things. They tell you. And we're like, oh, that's not what he meant. Well, that's what he said. Just listen again. Replay it. And you're like, oh, there it is. Right? So you keep track. You pull a little note card and you watch. You start marking those little marks down. You'll see. I catch it all the time now. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So they're not lying. They're telling you everything.
Totally. Well, yeah. And it's interesting too, because, and I've used this term, you know, a lot over the, like, the last couple of years, but they lie to you by telling you the truth.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Cause, and again, I dove more into a lot of the stuff behind COVID and the jabs more than election fraud, just because of everything that was going on. Right. And, but like you and I were talking about before, there's so many parallels between what's going on with COVID and what's going on with election fraud. It's like the exact same strategy on both ends. And in both instances, I would argue that a lot of times they will lie to you by telling you the truth. And so, and one of the perfect examples within the COVID world was a lot of the studies and a lot of the data is that they'll use it and they'll manipulate. They'll tell you the truth about the statistics, but then they'll lie to you about the implications by telling you the truth. And like one of the examples that I always give is like the when they were saying that it was 95% effective. And I remember reading, like, literally what I used to do for entertainment was download all the reports and read them and look at their studies and their data. And it's like, well, yes, it was 95% effective if you're using the numbers that they're saying, but it's only 95% effective for 7 days after being injected. Like that, like, yes, it's true. It was 95% effective for 7 days. And then after that, we have no idea. And they didn't tell us how many people died over the course of those 7 days immediately after, even though they said that they did keep track, but they didn't include it in the report. So when you're looking at it from that perspective, they're misleading you by telling you the truth. And I feel like it's the exact same thing that's happening over here on the election fraud side of things as well. It's like they're telling you the truth, and by doing so, they're deceiving you.
Yeah, then it becomes a model, right? So it's a playbook. So it's a matter of they've perfected a beginning, middle, and end policies, procedures, method of delivery, narrative, operation, and they just put a different topic in it. Bloop. And they do another one. Like, so then they did the fake COVID, and you and Karen have done a phenomenal job in order to get that information out, by the way. You guys are just spectacular. Yeah, yeah. That's where I got most of my stuff when Karen first came on the scene. I really got all the information about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the light bulb goes on.
Yeah.
And then you guys were doing your shows on Thursdays. And then the second thing they threw in the elections. And then what do you think? The climate changes. It's the same thing. They put another topic in. That one they're not pushing as hard because that's kind of like maybe the one they're waiting next to really push down, really shove down your throats with whatever their next plan of attack is, right? But it's still the same thing. They just take a different topic because they've created the ideal model. And you have to give these demons credit. I mean, it is nefariously brilliant what they have created just with the model of the COVID. the whole fake COVID, the political propaganda pandemic that they put together, and the coordination and the mass amounts of people that are in on this. Because you have to understand, if you remember, this is the first time I really paid attention to RFK Jr. And he was doing a show with Mike Adams in May of 2021. And, you know, whenever I hear Kennedy, I'm like, bleeding heart liberals, you know, save a polar bear, blah, 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 you know, recycle. I don't have time for that, you know, whatever. So I'm like, I can't listen to these guys. Well, I listened to him and I was in shock because he was like kind of on our side about stuff that mattered. It was the fake COVID. And he had said, because of his homework research and the stuff that's all, again, on the public eye, we just choose not to pay attention. He says, all layers of people that are in the government, plus the hospitals and stuff, they're already in on this. And they've been in training for this for years, right? And he gave specifics. It's a great interview. It was the first time I was like, whoa, because you were thinking, how could they have pulled this off with just like, you know, the media and whatever. No. He's like, firefighters are in it, policemen, hospital workers, state and county workers at all different levels. Cause you have to be. You have to be part of it, whether or not you were promised a promotion because you followed orders, or you're just that stupid to think that it's a good idea to tackle a woman who's 105 pounds because she didn't put a mask on. You know what I mean? Like, so you just go, at what point do you say, I can't listen to my boss because he's an ass and this is the dumbest thing. And so all of these people and the people in the hospitals, like how adamant they were. So either they're getting financially compensated or they've got dirt on them, or they said, if you don't do this, then I'm going to show pictures of crazy ass shit that you did, or whatever is over them to do this, unless they themselves have just enough demon in them, right? Because you don't have to be full-blown demon like Nancy Pelosi. You can have layers of demons in you, right? You're not a full-blown demon like Fauci, right? But you can have shades of demon. You can have layers of that, because the things that those people did and the actions that they took, like, and I want you to comment on this too, because as from the medical standpoint, I never understood this. And maybe you have an answer. And I think your answer is going to be mine there. If they have just enough demon in them. You know, in the category of health, like they took an oath to save people, right? So I get the doctors, maybe because they're money driven. They're just, you know, they're so far in, I need my practice, my second, my third home. I don't care. I'll follow orders just so I don't have to be poor, right? And say that's the guy doctors, but the female nurses, because you've always been told the nurses are the ones who do all the real work and the nurses are the ones who have the biggest hearts. So when the nurses turn into Nurse Cratchit, and a lot of them did, how do you do that? Like, this was an industry where you violated the oath, the reason why you went to medical school, the reason why you worked the shifts and you actually have the ability to make somebody survive or die in the power of your hands, and you have that trust, and you betrayed the world, right? You've betrayed God. You've actually committed crimes against humanity, but it's not like you were a plumber and you screwed up and then the toilet overflowed. You're talking about the reason why your number one like existence that you wanted to do was save lives. You went against that. So see, that's my point is, it's not human anymore. Okay, right. That's not a human being. So when you're, and I know that you guys talk about this too, the spiritual battle. We're not fighting demons. I'm not fighting. Let me say that we're not fighting humans that are running in office. You're not fighting entities and groups that are human beings anymore. They might appear as a human, but their actions, there's no way you can do. Just like you cannot be a human being and sex slave traffic children. You cannot do that and rape a 4-year-old girl. There's nothing human about you.
Yeah. Well, you know, in that instance, it's like the Bible clearly talks about, like, you get a heart of stone. Like, you become so depraved that basically there you get to a certain point of no return when you get to that point of depravity. But I would argue it's really interesting seeing how this kind of played out when it came to COVID. And again, I think it jumps over to the election fraud and it, really a lot of the psyops that are going on around the country. But it was interesting specifically with COVID, because I felt like If you look at the vast majority of the doctors that came out and spoke against COVID publicly, that now, you know, whether it's Dr. McCullough or Pierre Corey or, you know, all these guys, the vast majority of them were not working for a major corporation when it comes to a major hospital. The vast majority of them, there was a handful of them, but the vast majority of them did not have their own individual practice that was not under the umbrella of a larger corporation, right? Typically what's happening is the hospitals are basically run like a big corporation, and then all the doctors are employees. So really what the doctors are, they're not individually practicing doctors. They're just employees taking orders from their boss that's above them, right? What's interesting is that what I saw was that the vast majority of the men who came out speaking against COVID, and again, there's a handful of exceptions. The vast majority of the men and the male doctors that came out, they had their own individual practice. They were independent, right? The vast majority of the women that came out, whether nurses, doctors, whatever it is, I would argue a lot of them actually sacrificed a lot more, because a lot of them lost their jobs because they were nurses that were working in an emergency room or working at a hospital or working for one of the big corporations, and they either got fired or were forced to resign or whatever it is. They ended up sacrificing a lot. I mean, you even look at somebody like Karen Kingston. You know, she could never work in the pharmaceutical industry anymore. She had to sacrifice everything in order to come out and essentially be that whistleblower or tell the truth about what was going on. And it's really interesting because I think it highlights something that if you're under the umbrella of what I call any of the bigs, and that could be big government, it could be big pharma, big healthcare, big food, big ag, all the bigs. If you're under that umbrella, they basically control you because they control whether you earn a paycheck or not. They control whether you can basically pay your bills, pay your mortgage, care for your kids, things along those lines. But when you truly have freedom is when you get out from underneath them. And that goes for us as consumers. Mm-hmm. It goes for you when it comes to your job, your livelihood, all that kind of stuff. And that's why it's so important, I think, for us to get out from underneath the guys and the umbrella of all of the bigs, because otherwise they control you. And I can't tell you how many people that I know that got jabbed or didn't speak out or whatever it is, because they were working for one of the bigs in one way or another. And I think that COVID especially has really showed us the power that all the bigs actually have over our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, I call them the 13 bigs.
Yeah.
It was 13. I counted a bunch and then I added one because I'm like, we need to make sure we get to 13 because that's a bad number.
Yeah.
So, and I completely agree with you. But, you know, I want people to realize, okay, that's in the past, right? I didn't speak enough during the fake COVID, so I'm making up for it now. So if you didn't do enough then, make up for it now, people. So don't worry about what you didn't do back then. This is where we need to be moving forward, right? Yeah. So is it time for the take actions? How much time do we got before the show wraps up?
No time limit, but yeah, let's jump over the take action. Well, I want to preface this one thing really quick, and then we'll go to the action side of things, right?
Yeah.
Because, and you and I touched a little bit on it. I'm not sure if it was during the show or just before, but I would argue that in both election fraud and in COVID, I'm seeing the exact same response. You've got all these attorneys that are popping up and filing all these lawsuits. And I would argue that in both instances, the vast majority of the lawsuits, if not almost all of them, are the wrong lawsuits to make. And I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this in totally. COVID. We're suing the federal government and the military and all these wild conspiracy theories that Big Pharma now owns you as human beings. And I'm just like, you're making the wrong arguments. You're making this way too complicated, and things that nobody would ever believe, even if they were true, they're way too convoluted for you to actually make that argument in court. And it was really frustrating for me in the aftermath of the 2020 election, when you saw Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell and all these attorneys running all over, filing all these lawsuits, vast majority of them getting thrown out. You know, they're making ridiculous arguments, in a lot of instances, or the wrong arguments in the wrong states and all this kind of stuff. And you're just like, why is that happening? And it's like, I don't necessarily always want to say, oh, there's controlled opposition. They're all just controlled opposition. They're all just running a facade. But also at the same time, you're kind of like, I don't know how else to come to any other conclusion than why is every single lawsuit the wrong lawsuit?
Yeah, you're spot on, because everything that they have brought forward, or even their talking points, is nothing that I've seen since I've been investigating after I was an election judge on the 9th or the 8th of November, and then not only saw some things firsthand, almost got thrown out of being an election judge because I kept asking some questions and my inspector didn't like that. The supervisor called me and threatened to terminate me. Because he had heard that you're going to go on a bunch of shows while you're working. I said, I'm not going on. Where'd you get that? Well, we've been scouring social media all day. What? You're supposed to be running an election. Why are you scouring social media? I'm prepping you guys to just going to give you the rundown. And this is, again, it's an operation. The elections are operations. The supervisor called me to tell me I better not have gone on any shows to talk about what's happening at the elections. Doesn't that tell you something? And he's got a team, instead of doing triage and damage control and actually assisting what's going on at the election centers, which you saw all that on TV, right? That's you saw a lot of that. There was other stuff going on at the centers, but that you saw enough on TV going. So instead of dispatching the people and running the election, he has a team looking at social media to find out if people like me who have a show, if I'm going on social media and I'm going on other shows during the day to tell people how effed up our elections are. Okay. See what I mean? Yeah. This is not just an election. Okay. And this is how this happened. Pulling out. And luckily I wasn't able, because I was supposed to go on Brighton and I was supposed to go on another show, but I tried to get on because I went outside, and because I'm out in Scottsdale, right? And you're like, I'm in the desert. I couldn't get a signal. I couldn't get in. So when I was on the phone with him, I'm going, all right, Michelle, you got he's on the phone trying to yell at me. And before I unleash all hell and fury on this guy, I had to cover my ass to make sure that I didn't have like one snippet of my arm in a scene so that I could literally call him out right now. Right. Cause then he could say, okay, you were on the show, but technically I wasn't, cause he was just my arm. Cause I couldn't get on because then I got disconnected. Right. Yeah. So I'm like doing the thing in my head. I'm like, okay, Michelle, look, think. And I'm like, yeah, we never connected. Bingo. So then I just ripped him a new a-hole because I was like, how dare you? Blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to work. So I went to town on him. And then he's like, all right, well, what's the name of your show? I said, well, you're the one doing all the social media research and deep dives. Shouldn't you have known that before you called me 100 times, blowing up my phone as I'm trying to serve the people, right? Isn't that what I am? I'm a public servant. I'm working for the county on their behalf so they can cast their sacred right to choose their representatives through their vote. Isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing here? You're distracting me from that. I've got people to serve. And he's like, because he backed off. He's like, that's right. We're a team. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? He's like, that's right. We're a team. You better get out there and make sure that you're doing your job. And then he's like, but if I find out you went on any shows, he's like, all right, so you're telling me you didn't go on it. And I said, I don't know how many times I got to tell you this, buddy. Okay. I think it's Jeff. I don't remember. I have it written down. I have to go find it.
It was not me. I promise you.
No. It wasn't this Jeff. It was a demon Jeff. It was a demon Jeff. Yeah. He's the supervisor for the elections day. He was not on site. He was at HQ somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't know how many times I got to tell you, I didn't go on any shows. I can't help what people are going to post. I don't know who posted what. It's not my job. I'm here working. He's like, if I find out you went on a show, I'm going to terminate you. Right. And it's 4:30. The election is done at 7. So it's like, all right, whatever. I got to go. Right. So I hang up the phone and I'm walking back in and I'm like, I don't think he meant terminate as in fire me. I think there was a bigger meaning to that. But anyway, my point is, I just wanted to give you a little fun story on how the fact that it's much bigger than just an election with this. This is an operation. Okay, this is an operation, and the people, as you were saying, I just have to say they're kind of in on it. Based on what I've researched, none of the information that I've researched has been talked about or told or brought into the courts. And you've seen a lot of courts, and this goes back to 2020 because it's the same process and procedures. And it's all public documentation, public information. They've actually encouraged you to go to these things and look them up, right? The county has, the state has. So it makes me wonder, how could they not be a part of it if they're attorneys and candidates and politicians? And this is the process. This is the process and the procedures. They have the big budgets. They've asked for all your money for the court cases. They've asked you to contribute because they're the group that's going to save the day and get that election integrity, which election integrity is not a thing. It is a distraction because the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You are not a part of the outcomes. You are not a part of the process. You are not a part of the system. And you're really not a part of your own party. Okay? So you're like, oh, I'm a Republican, the Republican Party. Ah, you might want to look up the rules, because in Arizona, I'll give you an example, because I'm here again, Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, the pits of hell. In Arizona, unless you're an elected state committee man, which I happen to be one, you're not a part of the AZGOP. The AZGOP is a private LLC, private. There are 87 members that are on the executive committee, and the first vice chair and second vice chair of each of the legislative districts in the state. And there's 15 counties. So just do the math, two from each, right? So it's 30 plus the executive board and all the state committeemen, which I haven't gotten a specific answer to that question, because they don't want you to know how many there are. Because then if you know how many there are, you're going to know how many spots are open. Then you're going to know how many spots you need to fill in order to get their asses out to vote them out, right? Because it's a numbers game. Those are the only people that are members of the AZGOP. Now, how many people in Arizona are proud Republicans? They think they're like, oh, I'm going to support the AZGOP because I'm a member. You're not. So you might want to look at the fine print, which is really just the rules of your own state, say the GOP, or perhaps the RNC. This is why you don't give money to these people, because yeah. You just got to read. They're private groups. They're private entities. They have nothing to do with you. And if they don't know what I know, all of the people, all of the above, then they're not qualified to be opening their mouths about anything. Okay? They're not qualified. Cleta Mitchell, $40 million you raised in 2022. You're not qualified to be opening your mouth or to be asking for that money because you don't know. So what are you trying to solve a problem for? What? Then you're not trying to solve a problem because you don't know the rules. These people don't even know their own rules and the system that's in place. So it's like they're going to the Super Bowl. They're all suited up in the uniform. They're going to be on the playing field. They got the rule book for ping pong, and they show up with a ping pong paddle and they expect to win. And you're playing with the pros of the cream of the crop of the NFL. So if you're not getting crushed on the field, then they were saying, oh, by the way, that one you can crush. That one, you lay your hands off. You lay your hands off that one because they're part of our team. They're just disguised in a different uniform where they have the different rule book. Okay. There's no way around this at this point. All right. There's no way around it because it's so much stuff and it's so simple that I can't be the only one that knows.
Yeah.
And that means it's bad if you know and you didn't say anything, especially if you asked for a dollar.
For sure.
And then if you don't know and you're in these roles, all of the above roles, you run a PAC, a nonprofit, a group, a candidate, politician, attorney, lawsuits, and you've never mentioned this, you're not qualified to be in those spots. You're not.
Yep. Yeah, well, and that's the thing that I think that, you know, on, you know, to a certain degree, once people come to this realization, and I'm realizing that more people are beginning to wake up to this fact of what we're talking about, but an easy natural reaction to that is to feel like, okay, there's nothing else that we can do. I'm with you, but I get messages from people all the time like, well, what are we supposed to do if the elections are rigged, if Big Pharma is going to get away with it, if even the people that we're looking up to that are supposed to be fighting on our behalf, if they're in on it too, you know, where does that leave us? And I always say, well, it leaves us with stop trusting a plan. I don't care what plan it is. Stop trusting the plan, because A, there is no plan. And if there is a plan, it's the wrong plan. It's the bad plan. And it's a plan by Satan himself, not by the good guys. And so it all comes back to we the people. But we've got to realize that it comes back to we the people. So then if people are watching this, they're like, okay, cool. So the elections are rigged. The good guys are also the bad guys. Where does that leave us, and what can we do to actually turn things around?
Well, there's what, about 330 million adults in the United States, right?
Yep.
And that's a lot, okay? And even if you didn't vote, you can still open your mouths now, right? So what we started this a year ago. The first campaign that we put together with Act for America, which is Brigitte Gabriel and Christine Reagan's organizations. It's 20-year-old grassroots, truly one of the only grassroots groups that I can have confidence in and say that they are truly a grassroots group. And Jeff, if you're not familiar, I'm sure you know Brigitte. If not, you should have her on your show. She's a great guest to have.
Yeah.
And they really have, this is 20 years. Remember, Brzee Gable's the one that they were putting fatwas on her head. And then they were like, they were threatening to kill her. She's got like 20 fatwas on her head, which is the Muslim crazy Islamics that want to kill you, right? Kind of because she actually stands up to their craziness. So anyway, we started this last September. I came up with the idea because I know they have the technology. We do these one-click email campaigns, and it goes out to all of the legislators in Arizona. We originally did it so it went to the 90 legislators, the 61 board of supervisors, the 15 county recorders, the 15 unconstitutional sheriffs. Please find me one constitutional sheriff, and I would love to have a conversation. I'm still waiting. 15 county attorneys, 16 election directors, and then we added on the 15 county representative chairs that are there. So we originally did that last September to try to ban the voting machines in order to get the information out there to people realize that they were against the HAVA Act, which was what we first started doing before we realized that HAVA is unconstitutional. And this is after now we realize now, because you learn this because no one tells you, and they hide all this stuff from you, right? Because that's what they want to do. We have 2.8 million people click on this thing. So there was 2.8 million emails that went to all those people. Okay, so it put them on notice, right? But we didn't have enough time to really get the country behind us because we were focusing on the election. I mean, I worked the election, and I knew that there was going to be election fraud. I was just thinking it was going to be in the machines where they switched the votes, kind of like what you were seeing everyone talking about all this time. So it was going to be done. It wasn't. Yes, I'm sure that was a component. That's not the stuff that I just saw the day of, right? So just in my face, not including the stuff, the research later, I'm just talking about the stuff that I was a witness to at the actual centers. So I wasn't looking for certain things, which again, now looking back, I'm like, oh, that's the thing I was supposed to sign. Oh, okay. So I'm giving you too many hints, but I'm just laying it out there. Don't worry. Information that I found is going to be shared with you guys. It's just that right now I have to protect myself because of what has transpired with everybody else that's opened their mouths, or at least did things that I don't want to be thrown in jail, then you'll never hear the information, right? So we're just working out the details on how it needs to be presented. So I cover my rear end, okay? So that's the only thing that's holding it back, right? So don't think I'm just teasing. I'm doing it because I need people to take action now, right? You cannot wait for this information, and you don't need it. You don't need another dead body in your living room to realize that you've got a major problem here with your elections. Just take out the fact that they're unconstitutional. You've got a major structural problem with these elections that, again, you can have the whole country vote for Trump. He will not win the general election. They'll let him win the primary because there's a lot of money, which you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of money running against Trump, right? So you're already seeing them change the narrative. They did it on Sunday shows. Debbie Dingell, right, isn't it? Debbie Dingellberry, that's up in Michigan. She already changed the narrative because the lady who was on, I think, Face the Nation, I'm not sure what show it was, she was saying, well, you know, Michigan's a blue state. And Debbie's like, no, it's purple. It's purple because if people know that it's already blue, then they're not going to give money to the Democrats to go ahead and put money in their coffers. Because if you're a blue person, right, you're a Democrat, they're like, it's already blue. We got this. No big deal. Debbie's like, no. It's purple. It's purple. It's almost so red that you can't even see it. So give me the money because I'm going to fight for you. Do you see? So they're changing the narrative because they know that people know kind of what's going on, but people aren't holding the accountability factor, right? So you're going to watch. They're going to start changing the narrative that a lot of these blue states are going to kind of turn purple when they're talking, because otherwise they're not going to get the money to go fight for you, right? Because they're thinking, oh, it's already done. We got the state taken care of, right? Or vice versa. So you watch what's going to happen. You're going to see the narrative change on the right too, because then they're going to say, well, yeah, I know Trump's leading by like 5 million points, but at any moment it could change. You know that you're going to start, oh, well, that no name party or whatever the hell it's called, no labels. You watch, they're going to pick up speed. So you better donate to me or to the AZGOP or to your GOP or to the RNC, because, you know, they're going to come out of nowhere. You watch. You're going to watch because it's about the money, right? And you mentioned this early. So you're going to watch. The narrative's going to change because they got to figure out, because there's no money in solutions, right? There's no money in solutions. I'll give you proof. I did the investigation. Wendy Dodgers refused to. That's her job. She has plenary authority and subpoena power. I have none of that. Well, she decided to not do any of that stuff. She raised $3.3 million in 2022 to provide election integrity and she's fighting for you. She's done none of that. So she has provided no solutions. She has $3.3 million. I actually have the facts and the solutions, and I have this. Zero, okay? No money in solutions. There's only money in pretending or fighting or lying or being on the opposing side, like your friend who loves to run. I think it's a brilliant strategy. I think I might start doing it after this election, if our country makes it that far, right? I think I'm gonna start doing that. I'm just gonna run and hope that I lose because they'll never win. And then you just keep running. And then you just keep making money. And then you get to go on shows and you get to travel and you get to go on stages. Sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of it's an MO. Does it make sense, everybody? Because, and then we get to write the book, right? Because then you always write the book. And then you get to start your own show. I mean, it's brilliant. And then you don't work because you have enough money to pay people to do everything. And then you don't even have to do your own hair and makeup. People are like, Michelle, why do you have a hat? Because I don't know what color that hair is. And I haven't had the money to go get my hair cut since February. So I slap a hat on because I'm doing the work. And Wendy Dodgers is raising all the money, $50,000 a month. She has the nerve to ask for people. But you guys give it to her. You got to stop giving the money. Okay? Yep. Here's the solutions, right? I want you to go to savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us. That is the Substack. See, you're going to go to Jeff's Substack. If I haven't linked my Substack with his, I'm going to do that to make sure that you are, every time that you are going on there, you're going to make sure that you're subscribing to his too. The reason why you use Substack is because, yes, it's easier for people to find it, but you can actually get information out faster and quicker than if you had your own little private newsletter, right? Because at this point, the information needs to be public. But what I did on the top is I made it look like a website, and there's six websites that are all together. So if you go to one of our websites, you're going to end up somewhere over here because it's like an incestuous platform where you end up at the same spot because all of it's connected, right? Mm-hmm. It's all coming out of my little peanut brain. And while I'm sitting in there, because I don't have anybody designing this, I don't have the money to pay all the people. So I'm just doing, so my websites are not low budget. They're no budget. Okay. They're no budget, but this is what you get. So if you want something fancy that does nothing to help your life, no take action items, nothing that's going to better for you from a spiritual standpoint or from a whatever, then go to these other places. Be my guest. I mean, it's going to be fancy, but there's not going to be nothing there. So when you go there, what I want you to do is the first tab says ban the machines. Now you click on that. That takes you over to the website, AZ Saves America. The reason why, and you can go there directly after the second time, but the first time, because I want you to make sure you subscribe because I'm going to be sending out all kinds of information on through the Substack. So I need you to be a subscriber there, right? And it's all connected because I'm gonna send even more stuff this weekend. I was trying to do it last weekend, but there's a couple things that came up, which are really good things that are behind the scenes that we'll bring to you, right? Because I could bring to you more. Like I haven't been on Twitter in a week because I don't have time to go on the Twitter. So I need to hire bodies that actually could put the information out. So I have so much information that I can put out to you. I just don't have the time to do it all because I'm getting you more stuff. And I'm talking behind the scenes so I can get you take action items that are viable, efficient, and effective. So anyway, you're going to go to this. It's going to get you over the website, which AZ Saves America. Now, what we put together is these one-click email campaigns. It takes less than 2 minutes to do. The reason why I'm asking you to all get behind Arizona is because we already have the momentum here. We already have the fact that we've been going after our turds since that meeting where they refused to do any of the investigations. You already know that I've done the investigation into what happened in Arizona at the elections, and I have all the information, okay? So that's kind of like the nail in the coffin. I keep teasing them, and I'm asking them to go ahead and demand, and I'm demanding that you do the investigation because I know they won't do it. Doesn't matter. I already did it. But doesn't mean we can't hold them accountable for doing their job. They're getting paid to do that, and they promised to do that, and they raised $3.3 million, Wendy Dodgers did, to say that she would do that, and then she asked another $50,000 a month to hold them accountable. Okay, that's her job description. She doesn't need $50,000 from you because it's not going to do that. It's going in her pocket to buy another $750,000 house in Chandler. This is just how it works, people. This is all fact. I'm not making this up. So all the information is on that website. But what we did in Arizona is we declared a constitutional state of emergency because our quote unquote leaders, which are people that are supposed to be our public servants, did not. They don't acknowledge that elections are only one of the problems. And not to mention, so we said, you know, we'll do it ourselves. And I encourage you all to do that in your whole state. Jeff, you should do it on behalf of your show. Everybody should do it on behalf of their group. You've got a prayer group of four people. Say, boom, on behalf of our prayer group, that press release is on the website. You can download it. Guess what? Take my name out. Put your name in there. Use the same quote. Make your own quote. Take the logo off. Slap on your own. put a picture of middle finger. I don't care. Just go ahead. And if more people actually start saying this and using this language and the stuff that's in there, it gives you all your talking points because you can actually have all the information. We all need to start talking about the fact that not only our elections are a constitution, but our whole country is being destroyed, decimated, and so is your life because of our unconstitutional world that we're living in. And it's lawless and a tyrannical society. So we did the campaigns. There's three clicks, four steps. It's very simple. One, the first click is, and like I said, takes less than 2 minutes. It demands that you ban the machines and the brain surgeons here in Arizona, the turds they use. They passed this continuing resolution, Senate SCR 1037. They acted like it was the best thing sliced bread. I called them out from the beginning that I knew it was bullshit. But now we're going to hold them accountable because they thought this was the brilliant way to do it. Then that's fine. Finish the job, guys. So we're using the ammo that they gave us, right? And then we're kind of shoving up their rear ends in a nice way and saying, okay, then go ahead and do it. Now we want you to do it. So we'll support you. We're going to support you 1037 because we know the truth about it. And now do it. That's usually how the answer is, right? So that's the first click. The second click, we're going to demand an investigation into the fraud and the corruption that was discovered and brought in a presentation on that meeting on February 23rd. And our elections on November 8th. You know they're not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole because they haven't. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean you can't demand it. Knowing I already have the information. So that's why I want you to push them to do their job because we need to hold them accountable. The third one is a remonstrance. It's a notice that you're going to sign. It's a jot form. It's in a different format only because the information, it was too long. This is the document that goes along with the court case that was filed on August 18th by Daniel Wood and the Affidavit Mamas. That is, you can download that court case. It's on that website. You can click it and download it. And it goes into the specifics as to why our elections are unconstitutional. And this applies to all states in the country. This is not just Arizona. Okay. Remember, because all the laws in all the states apply to all the states. So in there, it gives you your talking points and you're going to get so pissed off because you're going to read this information and you go, I had no idea. So in the remonstrance, it actually lists the grievances of we, the people, as to what we demand and what is why in more detail it goes into why our elections are unconstitutional. Those are your talking points. You're going to use those. I want you to print it out. I want you to read it. And I want you to start talking that language between what's in the press release with the key phrases and the rest of this, which is 100% fact, and it applies to your state too. Then you're going to be like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And you start talking about it because what's happening here in Arizona and those are the four steps. That's it. Everything is right there. It takes less than 2 minutes. Second time you do it, things auto-populate. Probably take you three to 4 minutes total. It's very, very quick. What I want everyone to do it is once a day, every day, tell 10 of your friends. And you, if you want to do this in your own, like, and so what we did on last Wednesday, the one we had people go down to the Board of Supervisors, right? Because these are the Board of Supervisors of American Corruption County. These are the demons. They went down there and they started reading because you get your 2 minutes. You've seen everybody do the 2 minute things and Alex Stein, all those kind of guys. So you give your 2 minutes. So they read 2 minutes of the court case that was filed and they had about 10 different people. So then you were able to present this to the demons. And I can tell you right now, I was told this at the last meeting they had, which was 2 weeks before this, because we found out they have meetings every 2 weeks. We thought they were every 30 days, but they snuck in extra ones and they sneak them in all the time. They did some really shady stuff at this Wednesday meeting, which I will share that. I'm going to talk about that on my show tonight, which is 7 p.m. Eastern time on brightion.tv. So, and we're going to have Bill Ogden on, who is Tactical Civets, because we're going to talk about the citizen grand jury. And I know enough to be dangerous. And then I got the icing on the cake as to the value of these things. And this thing is so powerful. They haven't even begun to share this with us, but that's the key to it. And you just can't have a bunch of people sitting around in your basement and then do a grand jury. It has to be done a certain way, but I'm telling you, that is the solution to all this stuff. So I'm going to tune in tonight because I have to get my notes prepared before I say anything, because I don't want to mislead you guys. But my last point about all of this stuff with holding them accountable, because I already jumped over and I lost my train of thought. But if we hold them accountable as a group together, the Board of Supervisors. So these people, like, what they're doing is they're actually, that remonstrance, which is what you're going to sign on the job form, you can print that out. Now, if you want to go ahead and do this in your own counties, just take off where it says of or and Arizona and put your own state. Everything else applies. You go ahead and sign it, get it notarized. And then you go and you read your 2 minutes or your 3 minutes at your Board of Supervisors. If you want to have a group of people doing it, you can. And then you hand it to them, because when you hand them the signed, notarized remonstrance or notice, it has more meaning to it, has more clout, because they've been almost physically served, right? See, that's the thing. It's us holding them accountable. So we're doing it on the boots on the ground, because people are like, Michelle, why should we help Arizona? Well, keep in mind, there's three states that matter. Okay, I hate to break the news to you, everybody in the country. There's three states that matter in this election. It is Georgia, it is Michigan, and it is Arizona. Okay. Because those are the three counties that are like the extreme swing states. Then it's not swing, it's extreme rigged. Okay. So with that being said, we have the most momentum about what's been going on in Arizona because we have now, we have, I don't want to say an attack force, but we have the boots on the ground that's going after the legislators already. Okay. They already know that we're after them and we're coming after them with more, even more ammunition. We've got the court case that proves our elections are unconstitutional. And that's active right now in the common law, in the judicial section, not the administrative section. And there's a big difference. And I don't want to go down that road to confuse people. That's for another day. And I'll mention it on my show tonight. So we've already got that. You've already got me with information, right? So I've already got that. That's all coming. So that's why we want everybody in the country to just focus on Arizona. And I'm not asking for a day. I'm not asking you for to come here. I'm asking you for like, what, 7 minutes, 6 minutes, maybe 3 minutes when it's all said and done after you do it the first time. Once a day, every day, tell 10 of your friends. Basically, it's if you can give us 15 minutes of your time every day, you're not going to live in a 15-minute city. So we're willing to do the groundwork. We're willing to go ahead and engage more people. We're willing to do all that kind of stuff. And I'm willing to, I mean, I'm doing it now. I just want to make it on a bigger scale. If you guys can come from behind with the digital portion, where now there's a million emails getting sent to Wendy Dodgers, right? And now all of a sudden they're like, and then you start calling them out on social media because it's the place to go is Twitter. You follow me on Twitter and then you'll find out all the other people that are out there, you know, punching them with the Constitution and showing them the rules and calling them out on their own fraud and their own corruption that they are doing, dirty deeds, and then some. Dodgers has a problem with that too. And a lot of them do, which was part of that meeting on 223, the hearing that they had. So if you guys can get behind us just from the digital standpoint and then start being loud, okay? Loud about this is, all this stuff is happening in every single county. You just haven't looked in the right places yet. But when you see it, you're going to go, oh my God, it's happening here too. Yes. So we're going to get you the playbook because you're going to understand it all. Right. And then, I mean, once the information came out, I'm not quite sure how the reaction is going to be. It's that mind blowing, but that's okay. But you can't wait for that moment. You don't need another dead body. Okay. I'm going to give you enough dead bodies that you're not going to be able to get inside your own house because it's going to be full of dead bodies, but you don't need any more. You need to take action now. It's simple stuff. It's digital. And that way we can have the volume because once the people start talking about that, we want to get rid of these machines and you tell your candidates and you tell your politicians, especially if you ever gave them a dollar, I want my money back. You did nothing that you promised me to do. You've had more than enough time. You violated your oath. You're not banning these machines. You're not getting behind this. I'm not giving you any money moving forward. And I want my money back from the last year. And you watch what happens, because right now it's not only wabbit season and duck season, it's candidate season. So they're sniffing around to start asking for their money. Again, there's 172 days until the first state primaries, which is Super Tuesday, which is March 5th. So they're out there digging for dollars, right? Don't give them any money, but hold them accountable. Call them out. You haven't done anything. You violated your oath. And then you useless candidate, what are you doing? You're talking about, oh, I'm going to go ahead and shut the border. Oh, please, don't even go there. You don't even know what the 10th Amendment means. You can't even touch your toes with the Constitution. Even if I gave you the Constitution to get down there, you can't even do that. So that's what I'm saying. Hold them accountable in all these different ways. So we put everything on that website. So again, go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. You're going to subscribe. And the first tab is banned machines, and that's azsavesamerica.us campaign. And all the information's on there. I did a bunch of videos too, a bunch of the shows are on it, and you could download all the documents. And if we can get a lot of people behind this nationwide, because then it becomes the conversation of the country, the narrative of the nation, and it's gonna make a movement. It's gonna make a movement because it has to, because it's not happened before. Because we're always like this, 20 different directions, right? But I'm not asking you to spend all day. 15 minutes. I think you can give me 15 minutes. And when you go, let's just say you're going to go into the restroom. You got to go take care of some business. Guess what? You can do this. Just do that. Okay. While you're thinking, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. While you're driving, not when you're driving. I don't want you to do it when you're driving. But yeah, simple stuff. Just carve out 15 minutes a day. I want you to click on the buttons, right? You're going to click through the campaigns. Click, 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 click. And then you are going to, you don't even have to go anywhere, right? You don't even have to be horizontal. You could do it vertical right from the bed. I mean, horizontal. You're horizontal. You don't even have to be vertical. You're good to go. And then text 10 of your friends and say, guys, do this. And then tell them to tell 10 of their friends and tell them to tell 10 of their friends. And now you have got a movement. And this is just in order to get the American people to know what their rights are, the constitutional rights. I'm telling you, when you read what's in this Romanchus in this court case, you're going to get so pissed off. But I need you pissed. Mad people, not enough. Sad people, can't do anything with them. Once you're pissed off, it's like you saw the movie Mommy Dearest, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the boardroom scene when she goes into PepsiCo and they're trying to kick her off the board because the husband's dead now? Do you remember that scene? Mm-hmm. She comes in. You got Faye Dunaway, Mommy Dearest. And she goes, slams her hands on the table. Boom. She goes, don't F with me, fellas. See? She got pissed. Guess what? They were like, oh, okay. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, we just decided we're going to keep you on the board. Brr. They'll cave. They'll cave like a cheap suit. That's what Jim O'Connor, who's the chair of the Corporations Commission here in Arizona, one of the highest positions we actually have of a Republican, a true Republican, the only guy in government that's on our side. We got one guy. Okay. We got one guy in all of the government that's on our side. That's Jim O'Connor. And he told me a year ago when we did this first Ban the Machines campaign, he said, Michelle, these people are weak. They are pathetic. They're stupid. And they're sad. He said, you put pressure on them, they will fold like a cheap suit.
Yeah. Which again, well, and this is one of those things that I always remind everybody about is that the powers that be only have power over you as long as you let them. And it's easy to pick people off individually. If you're off doing your thing over here and this person's off doing their thing. But if everybody's joining together and you know, banding together, like they can't stop us. And like you said, they will fold. But they're not going to fold unless they have to. And that's the reality of all of this and why it's so important that we start thinking in the mindset of we the people instead of playing follow the leader, which is actually going to be the title of my upcoming book coming up where I'm actually writing about all this kind of stuff. But we've got to understand that this is the way that politicians view all of this. This is just a big game. It's strategy, right? And they're trying to manipulate us into thinking we have no power and we just have to go along with whatever they're saying. As soon as we realize that they're breaking the monopoly rules, all of a sudden now we can take control back. And that's the reality of all of this. And I think that's where everything that you're talking about, everything that you're doing is so important, where again, you're equipping people to actually take control themselves. Like that's mm-hmm. that it's not trust my plan, trust me, I'm going to fix everything for you. It's I'm going to equip you to be able to be a part of actually fixing this and being a part of the solution. That's why this is so important. So I'll post
and join us.
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's not like I'm telling you what to do and then go do it. Hope to God it's fine. No, I'm saying we're doing it here. We're going to start doing it on a level that it's never probably been seen before. We just needs to get the right people in the right positions and then jump on the train with us, right? And then once we do Arizona and we get this thing, which will change everything, then we'll go ahead and start taking on the rest of the states with the rest of the turds, right? Because now you got a group. Now you got a group. You got the angry villagers, but they're good villagers. They're not the ones that are going to torch the stuff. They're the ones that are there to fight for liberty, freedom, and the Constitution. So now that's like this. Think of this as the practice run for your state. That's all I'm asking. Join us in the practice run for your state. And if we mess it up, the only thing you have to lose is your whole country. So what? Why not? Why not throw one last try for the Gipper?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And so I'll have the link that you mentioned in the show notes. You guys can just click on that. Go right over there, get involved, especially subscribe to your Substack. That way you guys are getting all the information directly to your email inbox. But Michelle, I really appreciate you coming on and breaking all this down for us. Because again, we need more conversations like this and we need more people to get this kind of information. And it's interesting too, because because I've done my show with Karen, you know, every Thursday until all the craziness happened, you know, over the last month or so. But it's interesting because I'm seeing a lot of parallels between even like your work and a lot of what she's doing. It's just in different industries, different focuses, right? But we need more people to hear this kind of stuff because it comes down to we the people, not all the experts that are running around making all this money, speaking at all the conferences and all that kind of stuff. So I really appreciate all you're doing.
And I thank you for having me on and then bringing me on the platform. Can I leave people with a verse from the Bible?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So since we did talk about some false prophets and we did that, I want you, there's one about oath. It's Leviticus 5 and it's just 5:1. And then you'll see that because I haven't looked at it that much, but I want you just to look at it up because it talks about the oaths and violating oaths because it's Leviticus is about the rules, which once you read those, it's kind of scary because I kind of just you violate some by just existing as a human. So you might just want to brush up on those. But the one that I want, because of what we talked about today on the show, is Lamentations 2:14. Okay. I have all kinds of stuff up here. So I'm going to look up for a second. Your prophets have said so many foolish things, false to the core. They did not save you from exile by pointing out your sins. Instead, they painted false pictures, filling you with false hope. Okay. No more false idols, guys. No more false, no more false worship. You don't need that. You got your power from God. Now we need to use it. And there's much more. I tell you, when you hear about the citizen's grand jury and the subpoena power and the breakdown that I got today from Leo, my attorney friend from New Jersey, who explained it to me at a different level, I went, oh my God, now I know why they don't want us talking about it. It's brilliant. But we'll talk about that tonight. So brightteon.tv at 7 p.m. Eastern time, brightteon.tv at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Jeff will be on the end of the month because he's a very busy man. And he couldn't come on next week, so he'll be on the following week. So that'll be a fun show because Jeff is going to do all the talking and I will just be listening.
No,
that's what I do with my reciprocation is I just basically let him rip for 30 minutes or so.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll dive into some good artificial intelligence, transhumanism, craziness, we'll have some fun with that one. Oh yeah. So but hey, it was a blast talking. We'll definitely have you back on again sometime, especially as things are progressing along and hopefully they're progressing along in the right way. So
People hold the power.
Yep. Oh yeah, definitely. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Everybody else as well. Make sure you guys are going to go subscribe to her Substack. I'll post the link in the show notes. You guys can do that. Make sure that you guys get involved. Again, get active yourselves. Don't just trust a plan. Don't just trust other people. You actually take control yourself. So I just want to leave you with two things. Number one, you guys can go subscribe to my Substack, jeffdornick.substack.com. Get all my shows, articles, interviews, email directly to your inbox. And then also as well, you guys saw me drinking coffee throughout. That was for Freedom First Coffee, which is our own coffee that we developed ourselves. It's 100% organic. It's fire roasted. And as we always say, it tastes like freedom. If you guys go to freedomfirstcoffee.com, you guys can order yourself a bag. You can either do a 12-ounce or a 5-pound if you really want to stock up or even sign up for auto ships. Use promo code Jeff. You guys will get 10% discount over there. And again, that's one way you guys can support what we're doing. And on top of that, you're getting some amazing coffee. So make sure you guys are doing that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I truly, truly appreciate it. We shall catch you guys next time.